Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, welcome to the Living Savior Church. I want to share just for a few moments with you this morning. We shared last week a little bit about the idea of spiritual resistance training, building our spiritual muscles. And there's a verse I want us to go to, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, that I want to start with. And I just want to say thank you to Tristan Smith and who else is up there. Tristan, I think, is the only one upstairs running sound and slides and all that kind of stuff today. So thank you very much. Jesus said this, "Ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, to him that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened." The interesting thing is here in this verse is the word ask is what they call in the Greek a present progressive tense, meaning it's right now and it's ongoing. So literally for us it means ask and keep asking and it will be given to you. Seek and keep seeking and you'll find. Knock and keep knocking and the door will be open to you. And we asked this last week, but if you weren't here, I find it interesting that if the Lord knows that He's going to answer our prayer, why did He say ask and keep asking? If you know you're going to answer it anyway, why not just answer the first time? If He says seek and keep seeking and He knows you're going to get it, but He says keep seeking, keep knocking. Mm-hmm. We asked the question last week, why would the Lord do that? In the natural, there's something that in the fitness world that they call resistance training, meaning when you provide resistance for your muscles, it builds strength to your muscles. Amen. And the same thing happens in the spirit. I want to give you an example of that today. Next verse down, Tristan. Genesis 13. God tells the children of Israel. He originally tells Abraham, when his name is still Abram, starting here at verse 14. Genesis 13, verse 14. "And the Lord said to Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, westward, for all of the land which you see, to you I'm going to give it and to your seed forever." Wow, what a promise. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Blessing of the Lord. Mm-hmm. God tells in several other places about this land. I'm giving you this land, this promised land, it's called in places. Numbers 13, I think it is. We don't have that verse, Tristan. He tells this story about where they go in, the spies go in to check out the land, and it literally says one cluster of grapes, it took two men with a staff between them to carry one cluster of grapes. Amazing. He calls it a land flowing with milk and honey. Exodus 3, verse 8, "And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians," this is God talking, "and to bring them up out of that land into a good land and a large land and unto a land flowing with milk and honey." In other words, amazing blessing from the Lord. But I want you to look at the last part of this verse. This is where it gets interesting. "Unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites, Jebusites," God says, "I'm giving you the promised land, but by the way, there are people there. And I didn't tell them about it. And you're going to have to physically remove them because they're not going to like the idea." Now, normally when you give a gift to somebody, you don't say, and Pastor and I were talking about this, you don't say, "Hey, here's your present, but by the way, you're going to have to work for it for the next few years in order to get this gift that I just gave to you." But God says to them over and over, "I'm giving you the promised land. It's an amazing place." He said, "My eye is on it all year around." And he literally for over 500 years from the time that he promises to Abraham, from when Joshua went in to get the land. And he says over and over and over, "I'm giving it to you. But one minor detail, you're going to have to drive out the people that are in it." Share with you one more verse here, maybe a couple more. Deuteronomy 1:8. "Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to give to them and to their seed after them." The term possess, just in that section of Scripture, a couple of books of the Bible is used at least 70 times. God said, you've got to physically take the land. The reason I use this analogy is I believe that the promised land for the children of Israel is like the promises for us. God says, I've given you promises. You know, ask and it'll be given to you. Wow, Lord, thank you. Are you serious? He says, if you can believe, you can have anything. Nothing's impossible to him who believes. Some amazing other promises. Whatever you desire, Mark 11:24, when you pray, believe, and you'll have it. Real simple process. Desire it, pray for it, believe it, and you'll have it. And we say, wow, Lord, is it that simple? Is it that easy? And he says, yes, it is, but you're going to have to take it. Yeah. You're going to have to possess the land that I'm giving you. And it's almost like there's land in the Spirit that God wants us to possess. And in the Old Testament, children of Israel, they had to take it one city at a time. Now, again, it's a nice story until you picture in your mind, here's a bunch of people that were never warriors in Egypt. They were never warriors in the desert. And God says to them, I want you to put a sword in your hand, face somebody who wants desperately to kill you, block their blows, and you're going to have to kill them before they kill you. Wow. That's a little different spin on it. You know, okay, Lord, you've given us these great and precious promises. But the Lord said, you're going to have to take these things. In the same way that the children of Israel took the land, you're going to have to take them. And I believe one of the keys to taking the land spiritually is the same that they had. Once they approached a city, there was no option of turning back. You don't swing a little bit and say, you know what, this is hard. Let's fight this fight another day. I'm serious. I personally had to repent a few weeks ago to pastor. I had been having trouble sleeping, and so I said, well, you know, there's some good natural remedies, and I started turning to a bunch of other things that, again, I thought, well, hey, it's natural, it's not bad, instead of turning to the Lord. Or what I would do sometimes is, Lord, help me to sleep, and it didn't work, and okay, it's midnight, Lord, and you haven't answered my prayer, so I was swinging and taking the hill. I quoted a couple verses once or twice, maybe. All right, this is too hard. I'm gonna go back. But they didn't have that option when they took the promised land. If you don't take that city, you're getting destroyed by your enemies. And the second city, if you remember the story about Ai, they get halfway into it and they turn their backs to the enemy. And Joshua falls on his face before God and says, Lord, what is it when your people turn their back to the enemy? In other words, God wants us to have the promises. God wants us to have the promised land in the Spirit that he's given us. And I believe that this is the key, where he says, ask and keep on asking. In other words, once you got the sword in your hand and you've decided, okay, I'm going to take this hill. God promised me this. I'm praying for this. Okay, Lord, I'm not giving up. There's no two ways out of this. I'm either going to die in faith or you're going to give me this hill, Lord, because I'm not giving up. I'm not turning back. I'm going to persevere and swing my sword until I get this hill. And the reason that the Lord does that is because we need our spiritual muscles built. It's that resistance that provides strength for us here. Otherwise, you know, we would want it easy and comfortable. You know, lean back in my lazy boy. People used to say, pray with my feet pointed toward heaven. Snore in tongues, for those that spoke in tongues. In other words, I want it just as easy as possible. Lord, if I can have my quiet time in bed, you know, between winks and falling off to sleep, that's the way we'd have it. But the Lord said, I want to teach you how to take some ground in the Spirit, because you're going to rule and reign with me as kings and priests, the Bible said. Mm-hmm. So someday, all the stuff that's happening to us, God's going to use for his glory.
Amen.
It's a scripture that I don't have written down, Tristan. It's in Ephesians 2, verse 7. Ephesians 2, 7. And I'm going to read it to you here. Starting at verse 5, he says, when we were dead in sins, he quickened us together. By grace we've been saved. He raised us up together to sit in heavenly places in Christ. We're familiar with those verses. Verse 8 says, for by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. So we hear all the ones around 7. 7 says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us. In the ages to come. There's stuff in the ages to come that we don't know anything about, but that God's preparing us for now. And part of that is ruling and reigning with him, and maybe there's other stuff we don't know. But he said, you need to learn how to persevere. You need to learn how to ask and keep asking, seek and keep seeking, knock and keep knocking. Because the last part, the second verse there says, for everyone that asks and keeps asking will receive. Everyone. That's a promise from the Lord. Guaranteed. If you ask and keep asking, you will receive. Guaranteed. He that seeks finds. If you seek and keep seeking, you will find. Him that knocks and keeps knocking, it will be opened. Lord, help me to do that.
Amen. Amen.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for the challenge again, Lord, to persevere. Lord, to believe your word to the point, Lord, that we don't give up halfway in between. Because we believe it, we persevere. Lord, we don't persevere, Lord, because we're hoping for it to be true. We persevere because we know that it is. We know that you're a God that honors your word. We know that the answer will come. We know that everyone that asks receives. Father, I pray that you'd stir up in us the heart of warriors. Lord, we haven't been warriors. We've been farmers, office workers, and business people. And Lord, in the spirit, you want us to be warriors. And I pray that you'd stir that up, Lord, in us. And Lord, I thank you for doing that. Lord, we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.